Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Karen Olivetto, and we're going to be talking about the Trinity Christian Center's Christmas Craft Market. Try saying that one three times fast. Karen, thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So the Christmas Craft Market coming up on Friday, November 29th, and Saturday, November 30th. So you get that Black Friday action, as well as a little bit after. So Karen, let's talk about the actual craft market. What types of booths are you expecting to see here?
We have all local vendors, and we've got everything from baby items, cooking, baking. We've got fresh breads, soup mixes. We have jewelry. There's going to be some unusual and unique jams and jellies and marinades. We have some 3D printed items, just literally a little bit of everything. And you can find a gift for anybody on your list.
Yeah, we were talking about it a little bit before we came on air, but there really is something for everybody at the Christmas Craft Market. Now, if there are people out in the community right now listening who want to participate, you know, have a booth, have something they want to sell around the holidays, what's the best way for them to sign up for this?
They can actually just contact me via, there's a group on Facebook for the Christmas Craft Market. Or you can contact me at 435-630-7472. You can call or text, and we have a few spaces left, but we are filling up fast.
And then with this being sponsored by the Trinity Christian Center, you know, a lot of this money that's raised from it goes to a lot of good programs. We were talking about it a little beforehand, but at first the church really didn't have much in terms of fundraising. Then you came along, really started to go through that outreach process. Let's talk about that for a second.
They have done some, tried to do some really amazing things for the community. And so the vendor booths for this event are $10. All of that money goes directly back to the church, and it helps to pay expenses and stuff for the Trinity Food Pantry. And it's on 700 East and 400 South. There's a Trinity Thrift Store there as well. They help with teaching people job skills. The food pantry is open to anybody, can come in. We do a lot of, I've started doing more and more fundraising just because I really feel like the church does a lot of really great things for the community. So, but it was hard to do that if you don't have funding. So we actually started doing paint night classes once a month. I do a paint night, and they're at the church. They run about $20. All of that money goes back into the church. We did the first part of the year. All of the money went to remodeling the kids' room for the church. And then now that we've actually got all of the money for that, we're able to finish that. And the money will start going towards the food pantry itself.
And, you know, especially around this holiday season, having a food pantry resource like is offered by the Trinity Christian Center really is such a good resource for our community. I mean, you're looking for holiday food, and this is a great way to get that at a low cost. So I'd encourage anyone who's kind of struggling with that food insecurity to reach out. You know, lots of resources available. And like we're talking about, if you want to help support something like that, you can go to the Christmas Craft Market. Now, let's talk about registration fees, because I know this is a fundraiser. How much is it going to cost for a booth to get into this fair?
It's only $10 to come in and have a booth. It's very inexpensive. A lot of other, you know, places, it's harder to get some of these small crafters into those because the booths are bigger. It's a bigger venue. The booths cost more. We just wanted to keep it cheap and simple and just something that still benefited the church, but made it easy for the smaller crafters and the smaller, you know, vendors locally to be able to come in and do something.
Now, Karen, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
I would just encourage everybody to come out and take a look. We have just tons of options, really great ideas. I even have a little young man who is going to be doing a coffee and cocoa bar and selling cookies. He's 7 years old, and he loves doing it. He has a blast, and he's cute. He's even paying for his own booth fee. So we literally have a little bit of everything for anybody on your list.
Well, Karen, thank you so much again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Karen Olivetto, and we're talking about the upcoming Trinity Christian Center Christmas Craft Market. And that's going to be held on Friday, November 29th, and Saturday, November 30th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that will be located at 925 East Main Street in Price. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.